like most congregations who gather for worship, we take up a collection when we're here. What we do with our collection, however, none of it goes to the operating expenses of our church, of our congregation. We do rely in large part upon the pledges and gifts of our members and friends to take care of that, as they do very generously. So when we take up our Sunday morning collection, we do that to benefit or support a program or cause, usually in our greater Nashua community. We usually pick an organization and we will support for a series of Sundays and then ask people to contribute to that. And on the first Sunday that we do begin a new round of outreach offerings, we invite someone from that agency to come and speak a little bit about it, and then be available during coffee hour as well for any further extended conversations and questions you might have. So I'm very pleased to welcome to our pulpit this morning, representing the Nashua Area Health Center, Mary Ellen Adurso. Mary Ellen, would you like to come up and say a little bit about what our collections for the next three Sundays will be supporting the work of your fine organization. So give us the word.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for welcoming us back. We've been here periodically for a number of years, sharing with you what we do in the community. My name is Mary Ellen Durso. I have the privilege of being the director of the Nashua Area Health Center. The health center is there for members of the greater Nashua community. Basically, what we do is we're like, you go to the doctor's office when you're ill. We're there for people in the greater Nashua community who might not have access to the traditional physicians in the traditional system. We're what you call a community health center. So we're there for people that, for whatever the reason, there might be a barrier to how they would access the healthcare system. So today we serve over 5,000 people, all ages, all incomes. Oftentimes the barriers have to do with cost. As many of you are aware, healthcare reform is very much in the media right now. Many people don't have insurance, so therefore they're frightened or they can't afford to access healthcare, so we work with them. There's many other barriers that might not necessarily be obvious or visible to other people. Some of those might be culture or language. To date, over 60% of the people we serve, English isn't their first language. Many people we serve are Spanish, Portuguese, many other languages. And recently, when there were new immigrants in Nashua, we served the new immigrant population. Some of the specific and unique needs that we're seeing right now is, first of all, we're seeing many more people have to face the decision whether or not they can afford to keep their insurance. With the changes in the economy, the changes in people being able to keep employment or even have to take temporary type of employment, having insurance is not an option for them. It's whether you can feed your family or keep your home or buy insurance. And it's obvious that you feed your family and have a home before you choose to buy insurance. So we're seeing definitely a pretty significant increase. A couple things that we are going to take some of your contributions and use them towards is one of them is transportation. We're seeing many more people that don't have access to transportation, so we're going to take these funds and help them with that. One particular circumstance that actually struck me last winter in the middle of the ice storm, we found a woman who walked over 3 miles with a baby who was less than 10 days old to the health center. And she walked in the middle of the storm because she was worried about whether the baby was eating enough. So by the time she got the baby there in the carriage, she was soaking wet, the baby was soaking wet, the carriage was soaking wet. But she felt she needed to do it. So we were fortunate enough because we've had some volunteers that have made some blankets and some outfits for babies so that we redressed the baby, we got the carriage all dry, and we helped the mother get settled, we took care of the baby, and we sent them home in a cab. That's the kind of things that make a difference. The other thing we're seeing is we're seeing more and more people suffer from the condition called diabetes. And diabetes is twice as likely in some populations. Not because they're doing anything wrong, it's just because you have a certain gene pool. And in the Hispanic population and the Portuguese population, diabetes is twice the time as it is in the Caucasian population. So we help them get settled. We've had a certified diabetic educator and a nurse. We'll give them a meter and the strips. But the strips cost up to $50 a month. And we can only get so many. We actually try to work with the drug reps of getting more, but sometimes we can only get so many. So we were going to use these contributions towards that as well. But I want you to know that on a day-to-day basis, that your contributions do make a difference and influence the lives of some of the community members in the greater Nashua community. So thank you for having me here.
Now, thank you for those very very well-chosen, very wonderful words that bring us to awareness of some of the needs that exist in our community and beyond our doors here. So for this Sunday and for the two subsequent Sundays, we will be receiving our outreach collection to support the Nashua Area Health Center. So let us receive that at this time.